Good morning, everyone. You're at the Lachey Show featuring my co-host, Dan Love. What's up, Danny?
Not much. How are you?
I'm amazing.
Good. Good.
That's how I'm doing.
Good.
What about you?
I'm not quite amazing, but I'm doing well. I'll take well.
That's a plus. You woke up this morning.
Amen.
All right now.
Amen.
Had a pretty full and decent week. How about you?
Full?
Yeah.
It was full of 6 days until today.
It was a full one. Actually, this weekend, Friday night, to be specific, mm-hmm. we drove out to D.C. Mm-hmm. because Pooh had a show out there at this club called 9:30.
Okay.
And it was a pretty decent turnout. A lot of people came out. They kind of knew the songs, and he was actually opening up for a group called People Under the Stairs.
Okay.
Which I know that you have no idea who that is.
Should I?
Should? No. No, you shouldn't.
Is this like a hip hop group? Is it like, what is it?
I think they're a pretty popular underground hip hop group.
Then I shouldn't know them.
Okay. Shouldn't?
No.
I'm
neither underground nor hip hop, so I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Soon you will be. but it was a decent turnout, and shout out to everybody who came out and supported in D.C. Shout out to people under the stairs. Mm-hmm. It was a nice turnout. We got a chance to see some old family and friends that we haven't seen in years. So it was an overall nice beginning of the weekend for me.
Now, do you hit DC often?
No, we do not.
I've probably spent 72 hours of my whole life there, but whenever I'm there, I always feel like I should stay longer.
Why?
I don't know. It's not like it's such a big place. I mean, their subway system's super small. It's actually quite comical mm-hmm. compared to what you do in New York every day, but whenever I'm there, I'm like, oh man, I wanted to hit that thing.
Any special places to eat?
Well, I went to that one place. They have the mural on the side. Like at one point, I had Obama and Bill Cosby. I think it's like a chicken shack. I don't know what it is. To be quite honest, I don't know.
Obama and Bill Cosby.
They got Obama's photo all over the place. They got Bill Cosby.
Brooklyn, they have an Obama fried chicken.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. I've never had it before, but you know, just thought I'd mention.
There's a place, and now of course, because it just spur of the moment, it escapes me. But so Chuck Brown was an artist based in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
He had that song Bustin' Loose.
Okay.
They do something called Chuck Brown Mondays at this one venue there that I went to one night. It was really cool. If you're a Chuck Brown fan, are there any Go-Go fans out there?
I should not be a Chuck Brown fan.
Why?
I don't know. I just said that.
Because I should not be an underground hip-hop fan.
Right. Because you should not be a People Under the Stairs fan.
That's a cool name, though. I like that.
You like that?
I like when group names are phrases, but they're fun phrases.
So now they're deserving of a Google search, don't you think?
At the very least. And that's what I think that shit warrants. Like, okay, there's that group, and I couldn't even name you a song by them, but Foster the People. I think that's a dumb name. Mm-hmm. That's a bad version of that. Okay. People Under the Stairs, I don't know if that's a children's book. I don't know if that's a group. I don't know what it is, but I'm interested. And yeah, like you said, at the very least, they get a Google search.
I agree.
I like that. Good job.
Good job.
They needed my seal of approval.
Tell me about your week. How was your week?
I had a fast week. You know, when the week sometimes it grinds, sometimes it's not.
I know you're looking forward to your 3-day weekend.
Oh, damn right I was.
You deserve that.
I went to an event at Jazz Lincoln Center on Monday. It's their summer swing event. Mm-hmm. So they honor some young up-and-coming jazz artists. It's a dress-up event, a lot of, like, cocktail attire, okay. things like that. And they have a great venue space. It overlooks...
What you had on?
I had a suit on. Oh. No tie. Because it was summer cocktail. If you read
you was getting your grown man sexy on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How many buttons rare. You had open? You had the first one?
I had the first one. Oh. But my jacket was always open.
Oh.
Because I feel like if you're wearing a tie, that's when you use that jacket button.
Did you have a kerchief?
I did not. I did not. But it was cool because their venues are nice because there's a great look over Columbus Circle.
Okay.
It's a nice little area. They always do it right. And when you go there, it's a melting pot.
Anybody you care to mention, like who you went with or anything like that?
I went with a friend of mine.
Oh, does your friend have a vagina?
She does.
Okay. Okay. And
just like you have a vagina and you're a friend of mine as well.
Yeah, but we don't hang out in clubs like, and you know, you don't wear suits with me.
I can. Hey, next week, summer cocktail Lachey show. So a lot of my coworkers were there.
Okay.
It was a good time. Okay. But it's a melting pot. Anytime you go to a jazz event, whether it's a club, this dingy club or nice event like this, mm-hmm. I like that you get people from all over the world. Because jazz, I mean, music itself is a universal language.
Right.
You go to a jazz event and it's like everybody under the stars. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Oh, I feel you.
Like that a lot.
Well, that was like the highlight. It was a cool night.
Yeah, cool night.
Last weekend, we had a legend in the building.
Really?
Really? You were here.
I know.
We had an NBA veteran in the building. Matter of fact, not only in the building, but in the kitchen.
In the building, in the kitchen, in the yard.
Yeah, right. Playing space.
He used the bathroom.
Drinking
here.
Hennessy.
Yes, he was.
We was wild for the night mm-hmm. over here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had Charles Oakley here. And Oak was in the kitchen, and we had a nice little brunch. And we had a decent gathering. And, you know, shout out to Charles Oakley for coming through and making it a happy Sunday.
It was a great day.
Yeah, we had a good time.
All around.
We had a good time. It was a lot of brown legs in the building, Danny.
I was the only white legs here. I was. It was like one of those movies from the 80s where the guy walks in and the record stops. I walked in.
Was it really like that?
I came in kind of late, and I got the look like...
Are you serious?
For people who didn't know who I was, I got the...
Who the hell doesn't know who you are?
I got the 1,000-yard glare from at least two people who were like, who the fuck is this guy here?
But then
when I started shaking hands with the other brown legs, knew that I was at least accepted. That I wasn't delivering anything.
You're funny. We had a nice little spread. What you think of the food?
Great food. Awesome food. I like...
Mine's better?
We can get into that. Okay. But
I just want to know.
I'm the kind of person who could eat like breakfasty, brunchy type food for all day. Like
breakfast for all eternity?
Breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
Breakfast for breakfast. Breakfast at 2 a.m.
Brenner, right?
All the time. So that was like right up my alley. So we ate in the early afternoon and it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, Charles Oakley, let me tell you what he made.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so he made French toast.
That was good.
That was tossed in some brown sugar, mm-hmm. and he topped it off with a nice little Hennessy maple syrup drizzle.
And I saw you get heavy-handed and do a big pour, just like as if we didn't get enough.
Just to spice up the afternoon, you know, just
heavy
to get it started.
Hennessy.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And a lot of people was feeling that Hennessy drizzle. So if I may, I'll, you know, take a little curse for that dip. So he made the French toast with the challah bread. That was tasty. Yep. He also made a vegetable frittata. That was interesting. Mm-hmm. I noticed that you looked away. So I'm thinking that probably wasn't one of your favorite things.
Yes. Only because, not because like, oh, I hate it or anything, but if you can't immediately recall something.
Okay. Well, it was full of green, so you know that you probably wouldn't have liked that.
I probably avoided it.
Right.
I was also in the back of the line, so I may not have gotten it.
You were at the back of the line?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Instead of the front
payback.
Of the line?
Yeah. Payback. You come to this house. And the roles are reversed.
Okay, so by the time you got to the front, it probably was gone. He also made hash browns, which was very interesting because he put fresh corn in there.
Yes.
And some red peppers. It was good. Now,
I'll say about that.
Okay.
That may not have been the highlight, but it was a highlight.
You think so?
It was.
Why?
Because there was the corn in it.
Oh, you
like
that?
I just liked that it was inventive. And I also saw a little behind the scenes where he was making that little mountain of it.
Right. What do you call it?
I called it a volcano.
No.
Oh, Mount Oakley?
Right, Mount Oakley. And he mashed it down.
he had a mountain on this plate, probably a foot tall of this mash hash brown thing. And he was using a spatula to like form it. It was like a science project. Right. It was wonderful.
It was. All it needed was just like a little bit of smoke. Yes. To evolve.
He would have gotten an A+.
Okay. Now, you show that same excitement when you talk about what I made.
Okay. Permanent grin. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, wait. And we cannot forget one more thing that he made, which was also a highlight, which was the banana pudding.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Did you get some of that?
I polished off my meal with that.
Damn, Danny.
Very good.
You love bananas, huh?
With the wafers in mm-hmm. it was very good.
Okay. So, yeah. So, those are the things that Oak made. I made a cheesy egg bake. Okay, I'll let you go because I'll take
the egg bake was for me the highlight.
All right, now
of the day.
This is my dude.
I liked it because, and I'm not giving anything away. I hope.
No, you could. It's all right.
There was a little bit of like this salsa in it with a little bit of a kick.
Because you got to lay the bottom with salsa.
Mm, so when you get the cheese, the egg, and the salsa, you're just like it was almost like having a quesadilla or something like that. But it wasn't heavy.
Right.
There was
none
of that bread in it.
It was fluffy.
Great.
It was just an abundance of cheese.
And I would have had it. All day.
Oh, thank you.
Loved
Danny.
It.
Yeah, I got a couple of taps on the shoulder for the egg bake. So, you know, you want the recipe. It's very easy. It's only 3 ingredients. It's not that serious. And I made turkey sage sausage. You know, I had to make that for all the non-pork eaters, all the people who found knowledge itself. Mm-hmm. Of course, we had to throw some bacon.
Of course.
On the table for the pork eaters. Mm-hmm. Paul made his... what do you call it? His roasted sweet potatoes. That was very good.
I had them.
Yeah.
Very good.
Those were tasty. And I think that was it for us. Oh, and I made my notorious blueberry tea for all.
Which I also tasted, which is very delicious.
People come over and they're privy to get that tea every now and again because mm-hmm. that's some special stuff. But overall, it was a wonderful brunch. I had a great interview with Charles Oakley. Obviously, that you're not going to be able to see that video. I'm sorry. That interview... again, but what we'll do is we'll post it on brooklynradio.com on a later date, but you know, we'll keep you posted. And for all who don't know that you're just watching this for the first time, we do this every single Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Periscope. If you missed it, you can always catch it the following Tuesday at brooklynradio.com. But it's funny that you said that because I do want to add that except for next Sunday. Except for next Sunday, we will not be going live. So I will tell you who I've interviewed. Is it okay if I can tell the people who I've interviewed? Okay, so I've interviewed Big Daddy Kane, and that will be posted on brooklynradio.com when we're not here, right? Is that correct? When we're not going to be here. Next week.
Awesome. Okay. And that's a get for this show.
Oh, yeah. It was a really good interview. And again, shout out to Big Daddy Kane because, like, everybody knows that's a legend, so I was a pretty lucky girl that day. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, what else been going on?
Well, let me just cap off the Oakley thing, because I don't, you know, people may not have the full context about it. It was just such a cool, chill day.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like he came in and he took over and he was playing Hollywood. And
right,
he was,
that's
you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's
I didn't,
right.
Not that I expected that, but he came in, he sat down, he mixed it up with the people there. He's having a good time. We were having conversations. He was willing to take a photo with people. He was just
that's what
the
I
most
would,
chill,
you know what I totally
cool dude, about. Down to earth. And
he was a perfect gentleman.
Yes.
When it came to people coming over.
Right.
Hi, I know. Can I take a picture? He took millions of pictures with everybody. Right. He didn't act like an asshole.
And not only that, he was in a place with a shit ton of Knicks fans who extra appreciated what he had done. You know what I mean? So it was cool for that too, because people showed up with their Knicks gear on.
Right, right.
Who
like me?
20 years ago, we're into it, and, uh-huh. and that's cool.
Yeah,
that was cool.
It was cool. And then, like, he wasn't stuck up. Like,
not
after he cooked and he got in his car and he got in his Range Rover and bounced. He didn't do that. He stayed. He played spades. Mm-hmm. He drank Hennessy. Mm-hmm. He had a good time, and we wound up chilling for like all night long. He didn't leave until like 10 o'clock at night. But
very
anyway,
cool.
Nevertheless, I want to just give a shout out to Charles Oakley for being a decent dude and doing what you did, and we have a good time and looking forward to cooking again with you in the future. Also, shout out to the people that's out there watching Facebook Live. You know, thanks for watching. Don't forget brooklynradio.com and we continue. So let's start out with, you want to just get this sad news out the way?
Be
because
my guest.
I don't like this the sadness to linger.
Go for it.
Okay, so we're going to say R.I.P. I'm getting tired of this, Danny. Mm-hmm. I'm just wanting to be known.
There's probably a show streak. Why
don't we just have a R.I.P. segment every week?
That's a bummer.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess it's a part of life, though, right?
It is.
All right, so legendary Tennessee coach Pat Summitt had passed away. And for those who don't know who Pat Summitt was, she was an American college basketball coach whose 1,098 career wins are the most in NCAA basketball history. And she died when she was 64 years old. She was a pioneer in women's basketball who guided the Tennessee Volunteers to 8 national titles in her 38 seasons at the university. She had onset early dementia. And they call it the Alzheimer's type. Am I saying Alzheimer's? Because some people pronounce the Z. Is it
I would say Alzheimer's.
Timers?
Alzheimer's. Now you're making me double think it.
What is
Alzheimer's?
It?
ALZ. Alzheimer's.
Is it Z silent?
I don't believe so.
You're saying Z?
Yeah.
Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's. No, you don't like put it. It's not the same way I say black and I emphasize the BL. It's just Alzheimer's.
Oh, it's like a it's like a rolling Z.
It's like if you're going to possessive, Al's. Whose Heimer's is it? It's Al's.
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
Well, we used to call it all Alzheimer, right?
Who's we? Who's we and where
all right,
are
we? All right, me. The Hall of Fame coach was a great leader and will leave a legacy. She had one son. And it was just a sadness that was a little relatable to me because you know that I played basketball when I was in, I'm going to say junior college, because some people be coming at me talking about I didn't go to college and I went to 13th and 14th grade and, you know, whatever. But it was still a college. They had a team. New York City Technical College. Shout out to NYCT. And, you know, RIP to Pat Summitt. She was the head coach there. She was actually the head coach in Tennessee from 1974 to 2012. So, R.I.P.
to her. Ms. Also, Summitt. I mean, in that world, I mean, to have that kind of longevity,
yes,
is crazy.
It's a big
deal. Think about it. I mean, Mike Krzyzewski's on her tails as far as like that win total, but like all these legends, Bob Knight, Mike Krzyzewski, you know, she like won like her championships in 3 decades,
right,
and things like that. You know, sometimes you're kind of relevant, then you're not. So that means that her recruiting was on point, and that people believed in her process and they respected her. And also, as with all the RIPs that we cover, after this person passes away, everybody floods social media and everything. Everybody's got a story about how great it was.
Right, right, right.
Her ex-players come out of the woodwork. She provided the WNBA with enough players, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
to fill a couple.
And if you were on a team, or, you know, whether it be basketball, football, baseball, whatever, and, you know, you were lucky to have a good coach, mm-hmm. you know, someone that's kind of like a parent figure,
mentor.
Someone, right, you know, like you blessed to have somebody like that.
Yeah.
I mean, these girls that played for her, they loved her like a mother, you
right.
know, she was like that to them. So, you know, this woman just definitely needs her kudos, not for her accomplishments, but just who she was as a person.
The way that she impacted young women.
Exactly. And it was a lot of black women
yep.
on that team too. And, you know, anyway, just speaking from me right now. So RIP, Ms. Summitt.
RIP.
The big thing that was going on this week was, of course, the BET Awards. I know you were clicking your heels about that.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
DVR set, popcorn ready.
It was a lot of brown legs at the BET Awards, Danny.
Yes, they were.
Wouldn't you have liked to be there?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been special. So, so the BET, you know, they kept talking about and advertising that they was going to do this big Prince tribute
mm-hmm.
because, you know, people was on Black Twitter talking about...
What is Black Twitter? Is that just Twitter with...
But the blacks are just
okay.
going in. Right.
Okay.
They were on there, you know, not happy with the Madonna tribute and
okay.
how that went down. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because in the ads they were putting, "We got you." You know,
oh,
like
God.
As far as
really? That happened?
That happened.
Oh, fuck.
And so everybody was kind of looking forward to
I hate that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We got you. We got was you. The tagline for the that BET the, Awards. As if to say, don't worry, you may have been fucked before by some of these shows, but we got you.
That's exactly what they was to, yeah.
That's an easy meeting. I work in marketing, and that just fucking hurts hilarious. My soul.
It does it? Well, okay, well, let's just say this.
We got you. Oh, fuck you. Go ahead. All right, that's so lazy what, shit, man.
You don't like that, huh? You don't like we got you? But listen, were you pleased with the Madonna tribute?
I didn't see the Madonna tribute. All right, so I saw the Prince tribute.
Then you shut your ass up and you deal with it. So anyway.
I'm not a big Madonna fan.
All right, well.
I stopped liking Madonna like.
I'll put it to you like
90s
this.
Madonna onward, I'm not into.
How about if I just. Let me see what a way that I could put this. It wasn't good.
Did anybody do Crazy for You? That's my favorite Madonna song.
We're talking about the Prince tribute. So Beyonce opens up the BET Awards, and it was your fave, by the way. It was a big deal. She came out. I personally absolutely loved it, Danny. I'm sorry, you look frustrated, but I'm just saying to be saying. She performed the song called Freedom. It was like a whole bunch of water on the stage.
Yeah, I saw a brief part of it, and I saw her kicking up water. Yeah, it was
like
it
kind of like reminded me like of a little African dance, and she had the braids, and she was splashing in the water, and then Kendrick Lamar. It was like, you know, a little revolutionary type, you know, whatever. But I liked it. I just saw you exhaled.
Where's
my bat?
I have a question about the placement of Beyonce on this show.
All right, go.
This is a real.
Like, I don't work at BET, by the way.
Question. No, what I'm saying, like, Beyonce is, I would say, unquestionably the biggest star in music.
Okay.
I understand the reason to have her lead the show, but I would imagine the show is 2-3 hours. Maybe you want her to come in the top of the second hour.
Like, okay, well,
what are your thoughts on Beyonce opening that show as opposed to maybe. Not necessarily closing, but maybe being like the peak of the second hour or some shit like that.
Well, there was a reason why they put her on the beginning. Okay, because they said that she had a flight to catch.
Okay.
That she had a show in London and that she made a commitment to do the BET. Performance. And she wanted to be first so that immediately after she could go straight
That's fair.
To her flight. Is that okay with you?
No, Dan? That's fine. I'm just saying, like, if I'm thinking about any award show or any type of TV, you don't do that big... banger. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You wait it out.
Didn't I tell you that BET said they got you?
They got you. They said it to Beyonce. They're like, you gotta be in London? We got you.
They know what they're doing.
That was the prevailing theme. We got you, right, Beyonce. Go ahead, go to London.
Exactly.
Open the show. Go ahead. You're good. We got
because
you.
Because people were like, oh, because, you know, why didn't they? Because, you know, they gave her an award.
Okay.
And later on in the show, and the mother, her mother wind up going up there and receiving the award for her. So... everything was all...
We got you,
yes,
Beyonce.
Just
we got
relax,
you.
Okay? BET got you. So Anthony Anderson and Tracee Ellis Ross hosted...
From Blackish.
Yeah, I don't...
Can't say that? That's not off limits.
You can say it, but it's just easy...
I can't say it the way I say
just
it.
Just easy on the BL. Blackish. They were very funny. I always enjoy them. I think they've been doing this. This is like the second or the third year or whatever.
In a row?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm liking it. I think that it's actually a good fit for them. The Prince tribute was like not in one segment. It was like throughout the show. I don't know which of it that you saw, but I saw, you know, the Stevie Wonder and the Tori Kelly.
That was my favorite one.
Really? Yeah. I like Tori Kelly a lot.
I'm a Stevie Wonder nerd.
I'm a Stevie Wonder fan, and I like the whole collab.
Yep. I love that song.
Yeah, everything about it was...
Everything they did was just spot on. Her voice is sickening.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's really good.
I like the purple pants. You know, I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. I just like everything about the duet. Yep. What was actually... That gave me chills was the Jennifer Hudson. Okay, if you don't look, I'm trying to detect the body language. And let me just tell you this. Jennifer Hudson killed it.
She did.
No, I will say that. Now, me personally, I'm not a Jennifer Hudson fan. I like Jennifer Hudson. I think she can sing. I ain't really trying to buy Jennifer Hudson music like that or whatever.
Whenever
like,
you see her, you're like, oh,
yeah. I ain't going to change the station or nothing like that because we had a conversation on what my definition of fan is or whatever. But the girl can blow. She looked good. The whole thing with the white hood didn't bother me.
Didn't bother you, or you liked it?
I liked it.
Okay.
I liked it.
Okay.
Her legs was looking right. Mm-hmm. The makeup was popping. The voice was popping. I really wasn't mad at Jennifer at all. Mm-hmm. And that's, okay, go ahead. You seem like you just trying to hold back
No, not at all. I just,
it was a hell of a lot better than Madonna.
Purple Rain, for me, is, I mean, Prince has other songs that are more rock based.
Right.
But that can be turned into like a real rock anthem. So yes, there was a whole guitar outro and all that stuff. But whenever I think about Purple Rain, I don't even necessarily need a Hall of Fame A+ voice for it. So hearing a Hall of Fame A+ voice doing it, I was just taken back by it. I didn't love it and I didn't hate it. I was just like taken back. I was like, oh shit.
What does taken back mean?
It means I wasn't prepared for it.
As far as...
Like, if they said...
In the words of Suge Knight?
I'm just thinking of a random. Don't take this as my suggestion. But if somebody like Lenny Kravitz did Purple Rain, dude with a guitar slung around himself...
Right.
And the spotlight's
on him... Oh, you want it
to
be more rockish.
When I think of Purple Rain...
Oh, okay.
I think of a rock presentation.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
So when I saw her, I was like, damn, like, she fucking killed it. Mm-hmm. Yes. But it's almost like if you're so used to putting fucking ketchup on your hot dog... And then one day somebody's like, here, use this barbecue sauce. You're like, okay.
Right.
Like, I understand that you could do
it
that.
It might be good.
It might
but,
be good.
Right.
So it took me a couple views for me to be like, yeah, she killed it, no doubt. But I'm a guitar player. I think of a guitar hero owning that throughout. You know
maybe they should have had Lenny Kravitz play in the background.
Maybe. Maybe.
Would that have pleased you?
No, because he's not even a ripping guitar player.
Oh, okay.
But it was a great performance.
I agree. I think it really was. And she was singing her damn face off.
I'm also glad that the Roots were backing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. Questlove, I mean, he's a professed Prince connoisseur. He teaches college classes on Prince. I've read all of his writings about Prince. He's like if I'm a Prince nerd, he's a Prince scholar.
Right.
And he... I that was probably a very important thing for him.
Right. They were deserving to.
Yes.
To
be absolutely. Mm-hmm. They've proven themselves as the guy. So in a past era, remember, you know, Paul Schaefer?
Yes. So David Letterman.
Exactly. Paul mm-hmm. Schaefer for the last 50 years was that guy. Maybe not on BBT, but every award show, mm-hmm. every presentation, it was like, Paul Schaefer's going to lead it, or Paul Schaefer's band is going to do it.
Right.
Now, I feel like that baton is being passed to the Roots. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's one of these things where you need a band, a reliable band, a good band, a dynamic band, the Roots are doing it, and they deserved it.
That's absolutely. And it all comes back full circle to hip hop. You know, just the
Black Roots and Roots.
Yeah, you said the Be Elegant Heart. But anyway, her range, her passion, the outfit, everything about it, I loved. You know, she was recently did that tour with The Color Purple, that whole run. And
they did a tour of that?
Yeah, it was like everywhere. Mm. You didn't see The Color Purple? Mm. Anyway, I don't know if you heard about that Color Purple situation, but they wound up giving everyone in the whole, all of the leads, a Tony. Or is that what you get when you're in? Okay, a Tony. And they left her out. Did you know that?
Did they leave her out?
She didn't get one.
What do you mean?
She did not get one.
But who won the award? The ensemble?
The leads. The African girl or whoever who was silly right, or whatever. Right. Jennifer Hudson was one of the leads, and of course she's the biggest name.
But what
in
do you
the
mean
play.
They left her off?
She did not get an award, is what I'm saying. Everyone got a Tony except her.
Like she was due one and they didn't get
it. She was nominated and she did not get it. Everyone received one except Jennifer Hudson. But anyway, I just felt like how she sang, it was just like, oh, y'all wanna leave me out? You wanna leave me out? I'm gonna show you what you missed. But she has tweeted something about that, saying that I guess that, you know, being the biggest name in the show means nothing, because you know,
I mean, that adds a degree of difficulty, right? Like if you have a big star and they're doing Broadway or they're doing something like that,
mm-hmm.
everybody who goes there expects a home run every night, you know,
and
what I'm saying?
That's exactly, I mean, I didn't see
no I'm not saying she didn't deliver,
right?
But what that also does for, I would imagine, Tony, Emmy, all those voters,
mm-hmm.
it's the same deal. It's like if you're this platinum-selling artist as opposed to the dude who came through Juilliard and all this stuff, they're going to be like, all right, you better really impress me. You know what I mean?
I don't see how she couldn't.
No, Jennifer Hudson's got all the talent, but I'm saying like it just adds to mm-hmm. the hump you got to get over.
The Jennifer Hudson, I just want to say you did your damn thing at the BET Awards. Also, who was good was Sheila E.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, here we go.
I just did not to fuck
Sheila
with
E. No, you didn't. You was not feeling Sheila E. Sheila E. was awesome. As everybody knows, Sheila E. worked with Prince. She was also a personal friend of Prince. I don't know if they smashed or whatever, but
knowing him,
knowing him, he probably did. Yeah. She's pretty attractive.
Very attractive.
Yeah, he done bagged all the beautiful women in the industry at that point. Anyway, she worked it. She looked amazing.
How old is she?
I believe that she's 64.
Get the fuck out of here.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
She worked, she played instruments. She was up there doing the dance.
Doing her
up
thing.
There.
She's the drummer. She's doing her thing.
She looked great. Mm-hmm. She looked great. And so, you know, I wanted to give oh no, she's not 64. She's 58.
Okay, that sounds
all right. She's okay. 58. And then after all of the Prince tributes and all of the glam, then we have Jesse Williams that goes up there from Grey's Anatomy. I don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
Nor do I.
Never heard of him before this night. Never heard of this man.
I've seen his face before.
Oh.
But that caps it.
Good looking man, right?
Yep. Half white.
You had to throw that in?
That's the only time I'm going to be able to say something like that.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
We usually talk about black people.
Just because he's half white, that doesn't mean that's the reason why he's good looking, by the way.
Before we get into this, I thought it was funny that, you know, like, they showed his mother in the audience and, like, she fit in. Like, usually it's
that's like you fit in at the Oakley brunch.
That's right.
It was just like,
it wasn't a sore thumb situation.
Exactly.
It was just, she fit right in.
Right. So yeah, they gave him an award. They gave him a humanitarian award, which after he did this speech, it was quite controversial. Me personally, I thought it was an important speech. I thought it was an enlightening speech. He was very intelligent how he spoke. He was delivering a message. It was, you know, kind of Black Lives Matter-ish, I felt. But it was, nevertheless, it was awakening. And people was like, had a lot of opinions on social media about this speech. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the speech?
I think it's interesting that you bring up the whole Black Lives Matter thing, because I think this speech was almost his way of saying, all you motherfuckers who hashtag
Black Lives Matter
mean nothing. He's like, we need to take action and mobilize and actually put some action behind these hashtags and words and things like that. So I think he kind of said that's a very passive approach,
right?
And everybody could sit at their computers and hashtag a thing and change their profile picture to a ribbon or whatever the fuck they want to do. He said, how about you motherfuckers stand up?
I don't think he said that, but
no, right? I don't come nearly as correct as he does.
Okay.
And I respected that. He had polish, he had fire. He, as an actor, he has that ability to kind of do that. It was like if he were going to audition with that speech for a role, let's say,
he would have got it.
He would got the fucking role.
Right.
It was, there wasn't a missaid word. You know what I mean? Like,
right. it was from the heart. It absolutely was passionate. He mentioned that the award was dedicated to Black women who nurtured everyone.
Put others before themselves.
That's right. Yep. Before themselves. He said police managed to de-arm and managed to not kill white people every day. He mentioned all of the young Black men that was murdered by the police. And, you know, it was just like, kind of like made you just sit back and be like, yo, this is deep. Like, we really need to start being serious. Like, to me, it was a message. And as soon as Justin Timberlake came out and tweeted, Jesse Williams, though, .. inspired, the wolves came for his throat. Like, what was that? Huh? Like, I ain't really have no problem with Justin Timberlake being inspired. Were you inspired?
I don't know if the word's inspired. It fired me up for sure. Like, I just think, like, what this speech did was, think about it. A lot of this stuff, the police brutality.
Did you feel it was racist? Did you feel
the Justin
like
thing or the speech?
The speech.
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Because, you know, a lot of white people be feeling that just because somebody is pro-Black, that means automatically that means anti-white. And I didn't get that from that at all.
No. Ew, no.
Oh, no. People was coming for his neck. they was coming from for Justin Timberlake on Twitter, and they was coming for Jesse Williams on Timberlake, well, talking about he should not be on Grey's Anatomy anymore. He clearly doesn't like white people and all that. I'm like, what are you talking about? His mother's sitting right there in the front, and she's white.
As far as the Justin Timberlake thing goes, he's on a pedestal as a superstar in the industry, right? Like, that can be agreed upon. So if you're a white dude who could be accused by some folks of like racial appropriation for kind of taking hip hop music and running with it here, you came from a very white bread boy band, and then all of a sudden you want to start going off and doing hip hop music and collaborating with these stars, and then you're going to come out of the woodwork after this speech and say this stuff. I can see how some people from their perch, excuse me, will say that to him. I don't believe any of that to be true. I think for someone to feel inspired by a speech about a cultural issue is very fucking common. Justin Timberlake just happens to have a platform, and people throw stones at people in high buildings, and that's what they do.
Well, not for nothing, but people on social media are mean and cruel, and they just want to instead of us trying to unite and come together, everybody want to just tear it down a little bit, it apart.
There's also something to, like, I don't know, I don't have a term for it, but it's almost like black ownership. So, like, the plight of black people is owned by black people. So if a white person or somebody like that tries to come along and be like, hey, I know what you're going through, or I sympathize with your plight.
Right.
A lot of black people,
they might take the
have a chip on their shoulder about like, fuck right. you. Like, what?
Because you have no idea
exactly.
what we've been through.
And I've heard that my whole fucking life. Right. So that's fine. So
do you agree with that?
To an extent.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I can, to an extent, commiserate with you. I may not know what the mile in your shoes is like, mm-hmm. but I can say I can fully acknowledge from my place in life that fucking sucks. I disagree with it, and I can do everything in my power as a fucking white dude to do it.
And I Justin Timberlake did.
Exactly, which means not perpetuating the problem. I also don't have the platform that Justin Timberlake does. Maybe they're saying, Justin, put out a PSA tomorrow. Whatever. But for him to get the shit that he got for it, I feel like if anything, they may have gotten on his shit more about his follow-up tweet.
Well, he said, oh, you sweet soul, the more you realize that we are the same.
Right. That's where...
Then we can have a conversation.
The whole same thing takes those same people who have that that 50-pound boulder on their back of that, like, hey, like, this is my
But they
plight.
Was like, but where was you, Justin, when you was when you left Janet flat out at the Super Bowl?
Right. And that's almost like when you're talking to your friend and they're like, yeah, but what happened when
Justin
you didn't pay me back
friend.
5 years ago? Like, it's like, come on, man. I don't
That
like...
was funny, though. I will say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but also...
Some truth to that, maybe,
I would
too.
Say to that, maybe he, as a musician, maybe he thinks that we're all under the same umbrella like that. Music being universal, like we're all the same in that world. I don't know.
A lot of white people was on social media talking about that wasn't the forum for that. I think that was a perfect forum for that, actually.
Twitter is the forum for that.
No, I'm talking about the BET Awards.
Sure.
Like, don't you think he got his humanitarian award? He wanted to say what the hell he wanted to say. He was amongst his peers.
If it's on a network that was created for the group that's being treated unfairly, and mm-hmm. it's being Black Entertainment Television,
right,
hosts an award show,
right,
for Black people,
correct,
Black artists,
correct,
Black people in the industry.
Let you know, there have been white.
I'm with you, but I'm saying like. His audience was the right audience.
Right.
That's not like me going to a bunch of 65 and over people and being like, all right, we're going to the water park, right. guys.
That's why I didn't understand why they felt that it wasn't the right forum.
What's the right forum?
I don't know.
What
the
is
Grammys?
The right forum?
I don't know.
No,
I,
but what I'm saying is, how often do you get a national audience like that? He can't do it when he's on Grey's Anatomy. He's reading scripted lines.
Right.
If you have a fucking message... You earned your time by earning this award. You Absolutely. Can say whatever the fuck you want. Oh, he could just say he's pro-choice.
That's
he could say he wants to divorce his wife. He could have said whatever he wanted to say.
Okay.
Instead, he used his platform for that. And I have no problems with it.
Well, it was a lot of angry white people about it. I told you that they were even going to the extreme of trying to demand that he gets fired from Grey's Anatomy. And they're starting this whole big thing about how he doesn't deserve or belong to be there because he's a racist or whatever. But anyway... there was another white woman that was very, very pissed about his speech, and that was Stacey Dash. Did you hear about
another white woman?
Did you hear about what she said?
I read headlines.
Oh, okay. Well, she had made a statement that Jesse Williams is a plantation slave.
Is that, what I think it is?
That's
is
exactly that what she said.
Is that like calling somebody a house N-word? Like, is it like something like that?
Well, a house nigga is different from a field nigga.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is she's kind of saying he's the type of slave that would have been in the good favor of.
Correct.
Okay.
And his speech was totally a pure attack on white people. Come get your cousin.
Listen.
Soon as possible.
Hear me
please.
Out. If you removed the video component and you solely read a transcript of it, so you don't know who said it, and you just have a transcript of the speech, you would say, this isn't rallying against white people. This is rallying against a system that has failed us.
Right.
And more specifically, has failed a specific segment of our society. And that's the fucking takeaway here. The fucking takeaway is, he shed some light on some reality that a lot of people don't like to acknowledge.
Right.
And he did it correctly, and he did it nicely.
It was an eye-opener, and I thought he did a great job. He made me want to, like, actually move differently, think differently, and, you know, just like you said, as far as people just being quick to just throw up a hashtag changing their profile picture. It's a serious situation out here in this world, and, you know, I'm just saying, as a people, we need to do something about it instead of just sitting back behind our phones and our computers and just acting like it doesn't exist.
Another great thing that I liked about this is, so if you think about what's gone on the last 4, 5, 6 years, at least in the public eye, of police brutality and just overstepping the line and shit like that, most of the time, the people who are the faces of these causes or these situations are now deceased. Those are the murdered kids.
Exactly.
Whereas now, I'm not saying this is a big get from it, but now you have this person, Jesse Williams, who can kind of be the living embodiment of this movement. You know, somebody who has a voice, has a platform, and really wants to evoke some real change.
Right.
Whereas now, instead of having a dead person kind of be that flag,
right,
now you have
a new generation,
an embodiment of it.
That's right.
Living, breathing, who can kind of progress it
carry
forward
the torch.
As opposed to those poor souls, mothers, who it's always a sad story.
It
you
is,
know what I mean?
Of course.
So I think that's a great outcome from this too.
Yeah.
Because he's putting a face to this that can actually advance it.
Kudos to Jesse Williams. I think you did the damn thing, and I think that the speech was incredible, and it was an eye-opener, like I said. Also, that's going on, I'm not even going to say in Black People News, because this is White People and Black People News.
I don't take ownership for her.
No?
I know where you're going, and I'm not taking ownership for her.
Well, it's a horrible, sad breakup that's been going
on.
From
a different continent. Go ahead.
So she doesn't matter? Shout out to all my people that's watching in Europe, okay?
Isn't she from, like, Australia?
Is she from Australia? Where's she from? Iggy.
She's way down there.
Well, shout out to all my people watching in Australia too. But anyway, Iggy and Nick, I think this is about it.
Nick Young of the Lakers.
Nick Nugget, yeah. So she put out a tweet and basically saying that Nick Young is a cheater, and she has proof. And her proof is that she actually saw him on surveillance cameras bringing in women into their house. How dumb is Nick?
In a word, very.
Okay. Like, who is that, like, the ultimate freaking disrespect? Not only did she have to go through that whole thing with the snitch. Remember before when he went out and was recording
Nick?
Yes. She took him back, gave him another chance for that.
Yep.
And now this idiot just goes and he's bringing chicks into the house. Their house. Well, you know it's hers. Nah,
right.
It's like, but
if anybody has seen the NBA free agency money that's been coming out
in
the last week.
It's ridiculous.
For guys that you would have to, like, look up, the sixth man on a team, shit like that, maxing out at $72 million.
Where is money coming from?
I don't fucking know. Cable contracts? I don't fucking know. Collective bargaining? I don't know.
Cable contracts.
Like,
you could show some hope?
Whatever it is. No. But, yeah, Nick Young may be making money soon, I'm just saying. Go ahead.
We don't care about this. He a dirty, low-down, stinking dog.
No disagreements.
Okay? And nobody wants him. She tweeted, I broke up with Nick because I found out that he brought other women into our home while I was away, and I caught him on the security footage. This is just, like, the second shot to my chest. That's what she said. And I feel like I don't even know who the hell it is that I've been loving on all this time. That's so sad.
That's a song. There's a song in there.
But let me tell you something. Not for nothing, though, but I feel for Iggy, though.
I feel for anybody who's got to deal with that.
She don't got to deal with shit.
No.
It's just like...
No, but to that point, like, you...
It's embarrassing. You disgusting. It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, you start to question everything. And now every dude that she's with from now on...
Oh, no, they're going through hell.
...is going to deal with that bullshit baggage.
She also tweeted, people in this world are really fucked up. Oh, Iggy. I feel bad. She said that she was done with second chances. And guess what they're also saying, who he was cheating with?
Who?
His baby mama.
Oh, and he got her. He knocked her up again.
Yeah.
Right?
Him and his baby mama. Her name is Keona Green. That was his high school sweetheart. This is all like coming.
Right. All at once coming together.
All coming together. So they already have a son. They're saying that Keona's 4 months pregnant already. People are trying to question and trying to get the story from her side. And do you know that she's already obtained a lawyer? And she's right now saying that, you know, whoever wants the story, this is how much I need.
Keona?
Like, they're shopping. They're shopping the story.
Keona?
Keona's doing this. Is this getting just more and
it's
more?
Gross. It's gross.
It's beyond gross. It's sad. It's what it is.
You feel bad for Iggy.
Why you just can't say, yo, Iggy, it ain't working out, yo?
You say, thank God that she had the security cameras. You say, Nick Young is stupid for if he's got the money. Like, all right, if somebody like me wanted to two-time a girl and I knew I had a camera in my house, you go to
her house?
Whatever house. You find the pay-by-the-hour hotel up the road. You do the deed and you cut out. Nick Young has more zeros in his bank account than I do. He can go to the nice hotel and do
right,
it.
Right. I didn't understand that.
Makes no sense.
But not for nothing. You said that Nick Young is a Laker, which I guess everybody knew this, but yeah. I didn't know who the hell Nick Young was before he started messing with Iggy.
Well, the Lakers are a shit team, and the Lakers were Kobe's team, so.
Like, I mean, would it be fair to say that Nick Young became a celebrity after he started dating?
I feel like he's an NBA player. Like,
yeah, that doesn't mean anything. It's plenty of NBA players that we don't know who the hell they are.
Maybe to you. Like, if you follow sports.
Did you know a Nick Young before he was smashing Iggy?
You watch a highlight every night, you're going to see Nick Young pop up once in a blue. That's what I would say.
Well, this is a rumor, and I don't know if it's true or not, but a couple of days after all of this had surfaced, she had was supposed to be at some venue, and she took a picture with a room that was totally covered in flowers. And they said that, you know, thanks to all the people supporting me, she tweeted out with all the lovely gesture with the flowers. Right. And they said that some of those flowers were sent by the dude that, the snitch, the one who recorded. Now, if he sent some of them flowers, he is a low down dirty dog too. You know, I can't even think of what his name was. I don't remember.
Doesn't matter.
But anyway, Nick Iggy, it's gonna be all right. Somebody gonna bag you real quick. It's not that serious.
But I would say to her,
stay away from black dudes.
Stay away from everybody for the next six to 12 months. You have this baggage now. Put it into your art. Put it into your music.
She needs to consider herself to be a blessed individual. She don't have no babies by him.
Right.
That's the plus. That's the bonus of it all.
Right.
It was able to be a clean, free break.
Yeah.
You go your way with your baby mama, and I'll go my way. We live happily ever after. Mm-hmm. Everything is going to be all right in the morning, Iggy.
You're right. You're right.
Nick, use a piece of low-down, dirty dog shit. Now, what else we got?
I don't know. Like,
you don't know?
No. I'm with everything you said, but what I keep thinking about
there
is
ain't
like...
no butt on that.
What I just keep thinking about is how stupid you are. This story is literally the life imitating art of It Wasn't Me by Shaggy.
Did you hear him speak? He doesn't necessarily sound like the sharpest tool in the box. You understand what I'm saying?
Thank you. The snitch that we were talking about was D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, thank you, guys.
That's low down dirty.
Yes.
He is his own version of low down dirty.
Yeah. He's
and that's
a snitch.
Why the Lakers win 20 games every year.
But anyway, yeah, I don't... But
I'm saying, like, you got to be smarter than that. If you only have a basketball IQ, that means your normal IQ is very fucking small. Because if I know I have cameras in my house, I won't even walk around the house naked sometimes. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
You won't.
Like, that to me is laziness. It's thinking who the fuck you are.
Right.
Oh, like, I know I'm friends with dudes.
Iggy shouldn't have said nothing so fast. She should have waited a little while. And then, yeah, because she
You're always about women, like, revenge. Concocting.
No, because let me tell you something. What she had needed to do is she needed to hold that in. Like, you just share that with one close girlfriend, okay? Oh, and that's it. And then you just let that just simmer for a while until you figure out how you're going to fuck him over. You know how I'm notorious
for them grits. Yeah, you're fucked up with that shit.
You got to cook them grits. You got to do something. Just something that's going to give him at least a three-day hospital stay before he just go out here in this world and act like it's all good.
Maybe, just maybe, she's taking a higher road.
For what?
Just to get the fuck out.
No, it can't be no clean break like that. But anyway, do we got time to talk about this Kanye West video with all these naked people?
Go for it. Do some quick hot takes on it.
Oh, Lord. So Kanye West put out a video for Famous, and he got all of these celebrities, well, the likeness of celebrities in the videos. Nobody's actually in this bed. It's like a big orgy going on in the bed, and they're supposed to have the likeness of, help me out here, George W. Bush,
Donald
Bill
Trump,
Cosby, Donald Trump, Taylor Swift, Rihanna, Caitlyn Jenner. It is so nasty.
Gross.
Bill Cosby looked real nasty, too. He looked like he is a dead man. He looked nasty.
Looking at it, I just thought, like, first when it started, I thought, like, okay, this...
Amber Rose.
They're trying to mimic an old school, like, Pam and Tommy Lee sex tape. Like, old school VHS tape type video. Like, okay. Bad quality.
Because mm-hmm.
they were showing some bed sheets. Then, literally, it's just them laying in a bed, sleeping. And
what does it mean? What does it have to do with the video?
I just thought it was super lazy. Like, it almost looked like an art piece. Like, imagine if you saw that...
And it was gritty, too.
In a museum. I feel like that's what they were trying to go for. And I just think it, like, stopped.
It failed. Yeah. It was not good. And just for the record, I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got to be tortured with thinking about that video every single time that I think about the song. Like,
does that mean that you won't give me that song as a song of the week? Because every time we think about it, then we'll have to think about the video. Does that mean we don't have to ever talk about it?
I think you're pretty clear about doing that song.
Thank you, Kanye.
But your song will be a hip hop song next time we meet again.
Great.
But I will say that. Also, Kanye just signed a $1 billion deal with Adidas. How big is that?
He was just asking for money,
right?
2 months ago,
right? For Mark Zuckerberg,
yeah.
Right?
Zuck, hook me up.
Right. Yeah, but you know, it's supposed to be a big deal. He's supposed to be, you know, they had the Yeezys out,
right?
And the Yeezys was probably like, I don't know, $10,000 for a pair of sneakers.
What?
No, I'm exaggerating, okay. Danny. They were a lot of money, and now that he's supposed to do a deal where the sneakers and all of his apparel, accessories, mm-hmm. everything is supposed to be reasonably priced.
What's reasonably priced?
I don't know. They're not going to be the Stephon Marbury's.
My
though.
Starberries got a lot of mileage.
They're not going to be $15, I'm sure, but they're not going to be $1,000 easy. I'm sorry, either. They're going to make a whole bunch of stores, and it's kind of like going to resemble like how Apple is with the stores all
over
the place.
It makes sense.
He's
a name, and we fucking keep talking about him, so they're putting their money in the right spot.
The stores are going to be super accessible. Right. His wife has the biggest name in Hollywood. She's going to advertise, I'm sure.
Adidas also has its natural ties with hip-hop.
Right.
So they may want to latch on to that next...
At the end of the day, I do believe that Kanye is a genius and he's going to be a billionaire. It's going to be a good plan for him. It is what it is.
Yeah.
We kind of counting down, Danny. You want to get this song popping?
Sure.
So your homework was tell our people.
You can tell our people. You're from the microphone.
Danny's song from last week's homework was Carl Thomas's I Wish. And just so everybody... Before we close out, because I don't know how much time we got left, please don't forget, we do this every Sunday at 11 o'clock Eastern Time on Periscope. And unfortunately, we're not going to be around next Sunday, but we're going to have something special for y'all. And if you missed it, don't forget brooklynradio.com the following Tuesday. And happy 4th, everybody.
So this song, I got to just say, I always give my little...
Was the shit.
I would give my little spiel in the beginning.
We don't want it. Just saying.
Okay. And I wish I never met her at all.
even though I love her so. She got love from me, but she still belongs to someone else. It was love at first sight. I know the way she looked at me, in her eyes they said it all. Long days and nights we spent, until she dropped the bomb on me.
This doesn't sound like I wish.
When she said that she was unhappily married with children.
Good night.
With children, with children, with children. And I wish I never met her at all. Even though I love her so, she got love from me, but she belongs to someone else.
Oh, Dios mío.
What a way to end the show. Yeah, Danny. I don't got good news for you, Danny.
No, I didn't
Danny,
like the song.
Danny, I love you to death.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Danny.
Shit
want,
on it.
You want your great?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fragile.
Danny, you're going to have to get a D today, Danny.
I'm fine. If you balance it out with the A I got last time, I'm passing.
I don't know what happened, Danny. Let me tell you what my problem is, first off.
Yeah.
It didn't sound absolutely nothing like I Wish.
If I don't like the song,
I wanted to sing along.
If I don't like the song, I'm not going to play it like I like it, like
what?
I hear it.
Why
so
not?
So I didn't like the song.
What about the people that like I Wish? Can we get some love? No?
No.
Why not? Thank you for letting people know what it really sound like. Oh, Danny, you got to do better. Listen, let me tell you something. Like
tell
I
me.
Said.
Tell me.
All right, so next week we're not going to be here because we're going on family vacation.
Wonderful.
Okay. So next week is 7:10. We're not going to be here. We'll be back Sunday, 7:24. You needed to let that rock because, I mean, please, Jesus. We'll be back on Sunday, 7:24.
We're 7:17.
7:17?
We're off the 10th. We're back to 17.
We are? Oh, all right. So we're back on the 7. All right. So I'm sorry about that. We're back 7:17. And your song for 7:17 mm-hmm. is going to be. This was a request that was sent in by the Angry Merch Guy,
yeah.
by the way. Shout out to the Angry Merch Guy, who is a avid watcher. And he's Wonderful. Actually one of your fans, by the way.
Yeah, we spoke.
Uh-huh.
It was nice. It was nice to hear the good feedback for once.
And for once, stop it. You're being a baby. He heard an acoustic version of Big Papa by Notorious B.I.G. And he said that he felt that you would be able to murder if you put your mind to it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So your homework for 7:17 is Big Papa by the Notorious B.I.G. And I'm going to have faith in you. I'm going to keep you. You got to redeem yourself because this great.
You can only go up from here.
You better. No, actually, you could go down because you didn't get an F as of yet.
True.
But I'm just saying, you got to do better. Please, come home with a B because all my people that's from Brooklyn that love Big Papa, please, give us something better.
Do my best.
Thank you. All right, so we about to close out. Oh, you know what I was just thinking? Mm. By the time we come back, guess what will be aired? They're going to do the Hip Hop Honors, the females in hip hop.
You're kidding.
I'm so excited about that. Yeah, I know.
Again, popcorn will be ready in
my
house.
Yeah, I'm a little excited about that. So, make sure that y'all watch so that we can have something to talk about.
Yeah, we'll see.
Including you. VH1 Hip Hop Honors, females in hip hop.
I'll write that down, too.
It's a big deal. Anyway, so we out, y'all. Don't forget LacheyShow@gmail.com. If you need to email me, you want to request a song for Dan Love, feel free to do so. Lachey Show, I'm here on Instagram. Lachey Show is on Facebook. Lachey Show, I'm on Twitter. This co-host here, this guy here with the horrible I wish, where can you be reached at?
At Danny Love, BITW. For the one person that liked it, you can let me know.
Let me know if you liked it too. I know it's not going to be many of you.
That's my rebelliousness coming out. I don't like the song. You're going to get a shit 4-chord version.
That's not a good attitude in life. You got to give it your all, even when you don't like something.
I didn't feel like relearning my music theory and my jazz chords.
No, I don't care.
It's an involved song.
You know what?
And it was a short week.
And please remember, if you missed it, you know where to find us, right?
Absolutely.
Where are they going to find us, Danny?
They're going to go to brooklynradio.com.
The following Tuesday. And get ready for that Kane interview, y'all.
I'm ready.
Bye, everybody.